The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the net, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Certainly feels a little bit better on a Friday night as we welcome you into our broadcast here on 92.1 KMZA. Kirk Kilman in studio. I'm Brandon Tadman from Nemaha Central High School, home of the Thunder. Let it roll as they welcome in the Royal Valley Panthers for two monster Big 7 League matchups tonight as part of our area games of the week here on Acantaland Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in as we're down to the final couple weeks of the regular season here in high school basketball, and certainly both of our games tonight, girls and boys, have implications potentially on a league championship inside the Big 7. As we get you set for the girls contest here tonight, the number 10 ranked team in 3A, Nemaha Central, welcoming in Royal Valley. And then the boys contest will feature two of the top five teams in 3A, including number one Royal Valley and the top two teams currently in the Big 7 league standing. So we're going to have a lot of fun tonight. This one should be fun. It's going to be a packed house for both, and we appreciate everyone tuning in. And, of course, our broadcast presented tonight by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu for more information. So let's dive into the starting lineups as we're just moments away from our girls' contest here tonight. And we'll start with Royal Valley. The Panthers come in at 7-9 overall. They are 3-8. In Big 7 League play, David Boucher, third year as head coach. And they will start like this here tonight. Kennedy Bryan, their leading scorer, a 5'10 junior at just over 13 points per game. She is a three-year starter. Chinakwa Price is a 5'9 senior, averaging about 6 points and four rebounds per game. Alyssa Latson is a 5'9 junior, averaging 6 points and three rebounds a contest. Kiara Blacksmith, a 5'7 senior guard, averaging 4 points and 3.5 rebounds per game. And then Morgan Davis rounds it out, a 5'11 junior, averaging 5 points and over three rebounds per game. So again, for the Panthers, it'll be Bryan, Price, Latson, Blacksmith, and Davis. For the Thunder of Nemaha Central, latest rankings from the KBCA have them at number 10 in Class 3A. They sit at 12-4, 8-2 in Big 7 league play. And Haddon Hilchin, over 200 wins in 12 seasons, will start like this. Mackenzie Henry is a 5'6 senior. Taryn Gantstrom, a 5'4 senior. Ella Larkin, the leading rebounder, a 5'8 junior at over 7.5 rebounds per game. Leading scorer is Addie Holthaus, the 5'10 junior, averaging 12.5 points per game. And then Cassidy Rethman, a 5'11 senior post, averaging over 2 points and three rebounds per game. So again, for the Thunder, it is Henry, Gantstrom, Larkin, Holthaus, and Rethman. Second matchup between these two this season. Nemaha Central won the first matchup back in December. That one was at Royal Valley. And again, the Thunder won that one 35-25. As we take a look at the Big 7 league standings right now, for the girls, Jeff West at the top at 9-2, a half game back is Nemaha Central at 8-2, and then Hiawatha knocking at the door as well. They are 7-3, and then Holton sits there in the middle at 6-4. So certainly Nemaha Central needing to keep pace with a win tonight with Jeff West at the top of the standings. All black uniforms for the Panthers, all white uniforms for Nemaha Central. Thunder will go from right to left. Panthers from left to right. The tip is up, controlled by the road team Royal Valley. And we are underway. Thank you for tuning in to our broadcast here tonight. First of two. Girls contest up first. Royal Valley 42.9 points per game on the offensive side. And so far, Nemaha Central rocking a zone defense as they cause a near early steal, and they are going to force a turnover. Ball was thrown inside and deflected out of bounds, but last touched by Blacksmith. So the first possession for Royal Valley ends in a turnover. No score, 22 seconds in, and the Thunder get their first possession. Here is Mackenzie Henry. Kicks it right to Gantstrom in the corner. She'll drive. Shot is up. Bank shot attempt is no good. But an offensive rebound. Stick back try rims out by Ella Larkin. And now we get a tie-up inside with Rethman along with Davis. And the possession arrow will give it back, or will keep it here with Nemaha Central. It'll be Henry to throw it in, right side of the backboard. Kicks it into the corner to Larkin. and to the top of the key to Holthaus. Holthaus leading scorer at 12.5 points per game. Off to Henry, right side. Now swings it back up top to Holthaus. Left side it goes to Ganstrom. Zone defense right now, 2-3 variety by Royal Valley. Ganstrom kicks it right to Henry. Thought about a three, kicks it instead into the corner. Now they reverse the basketball, Larkin right side. They throw it inside to Holthaus. Shot is up. Hits the rim four times, no good. Offensive rebound by Rethman, and then a foul. And not sure if it's on the floor. She's shooting two. They will say she is shooting two. So Cassidy Rethman, chance to get her team on the board first here at 6:55 left in the opening quarter. And our first foul of the game is against Blacksmith for Royal Valley. And that is, of course, her first. So Cassidy Rethman to shoot two. And the first free throw, no good. She has struggled at the line this year, just 44%. As a team, Nemaha Central, they have struggled at the line, just 49% on the year. The second free throw, though, gets in there. A one of two trip there for Rethman, and it's a 1-0 Nemaha Central lead at just over a minute into the ball game. Here is the leading scorer for Royal Valley. Kennedy Bryan gets it up the floor. Her pass deflected out of bounds by Larkin, so the Panthers will keep their end of the floor. Defensively, Nemaha Central giving up a very solid just 33 points per game. Certainly, arguably, the best defensive team in the Big 7 league. They get it into the corner with Blacksmith. Back up top it goes to Price, and then Price is going to be called for a travel. So two possessions, two turnovers for Royal Valley, and they average nearly 21 turnovers a game. Certainly a number they need to bring down. That's been a bugaboo for them this season. Here's Nemaha Central with a 1-0 lead. We've played 90 seconds. Ganstrom right side on the wing, barking out the signals. Now brings it back top of the key to Henry. Left side pass to Holthaus. Right back up top to Henry. Now is going to drive. Gets all the way into the short corner. Now backs up right corner. Swings it back top to Ganstrom. Inside to Rethman and a whistle and a foul. It's going to be on the floor. Nemaha Central will keep. Good position inside by Rethman. The foul will be on Morgan Davis, her first, team second. So Henry left side of the backboard to throw it in. Nemaha Central leading 1-0. They set up Holthaus. Shot is up, no good, but another foul is going to be called. And this will send Holthaus to the line to shoot a pair, as they will get Kennedy Bryan with her first and Royal Valley third at team foul. Addie Holthaus to shoot two, the leading scorer at 12.5 points per game, and she's perfect on the first. Nemaha Central's lead is 2-0. She is a 56% free throw shooter. She also averages about 6 rebounds per game, 1.5 assists, couple of steals. Second free throw is good as well, so a 3-0 lead here for Nemaha Central, not quite 2 minutes in. Here's Alyssa Watson with it. Here's Blacksmith up top to Brown, thought about a long three, instead drives, kickback 19-footer is no good. Battle for the rebound is going to be brought down by Price, who then will fire a three. That one is no good. And another offensive rebound by Davis. So a third opportunity inside, and we get a whistle and a foul. Bryan underneath the bucket. Fouled on the floor. And it's the first foul on Nemaha Central. This one against Mackenzie Henry. As we get our first sum of the game, it's going to be Callie Honeyman. Callie Honeyman averaging 2.5 points per game. This is her 11th appearance this season. So here is Royal Valley still trying to get on the board offensively. Again, just under 43 points per game. Beautiful backdoor cut, but a missed shot inside by Blacksmith. And Holthaus the rebound. She wants to push the pace a little bit. Henry a drive, and she's blocked from behind, but a foul's going to be called. More free throws coming up here for Nemaha Central as they get Kira Blacksmith. We'll pick this one up. And Mackenzie Henry gets an opportunity to shoot a pair. She's had her struggles at the line. She misses the first. Now 10 of 24 on the season, around 43%. And she'll get a second. 3-0 Nemaha Central, 5:32 left here in the opening quarter. Second free throw up and good. And a couple of subs coming in. We will get Samantha Nooner into the game for Royal Valley. Also another sub into the game as well. That's Carly Albright, a 5'6 senior. So here is Ladson with it, quickly doubled across the midcourt stripe. Pass deflected, but gets it right back into the right corner. She'll step back and fire a three, and it's good. Alyssa Ladston knocks in her 21st triple of the season, and it's a 4-3 Nemaha Central lead, 5:10 to go first quarter. Honeyman gets a pass inside, underneath, and another whistle and another foul against Royal Valley. So 3 minutes in, not even quite 3 minutes in, it'll be team foul number 5. And Ladson picks up her first. So already, tough sledding on the foul department for Royal Valley as we're just 3 minutes in. Here's Ganstrom, top of the key. Ganstrom just signed this week to play softball at Southwestern Community College. So shout out to her. Congrats on continuing her softball career at the next level. There's a pass inside, intercepted by Kennedy Bryan. First turnover by Nemaha Central. Here is Ladson, swings it left to Kennedy Bryan. Into the corner with Price. Price holds it high. Now a short corner pass. That's to Albright. Good look inside. Layup good on the right block. And that is Samantha Nuna for two. And Royal Valley takes their first lead at 5-4. Coming up on 4:20 left here in the opening quarter. Henry, a cutting Ganstrom, shot up short. Offensive rebound for Larkin. Her second shot up is no good. And now we get a whistle and a tie-up inside. And the possession arrow will send it back to Royal Valley. So a couple of opportunities missed inside by Nemaha Central there. Now the Panthers get it back with a 5-4 lead coming up on the halfway point here in the first quarter. Still needing to get it across the timeline. Ladson does near sideline and then caught into a double team and then tries to split it, and she does, and gets it off to Albright in the right corner. And then her pass is taken away, and now a whistle and a foul. It's going to be on Nemaha Central. So Royal Valley fortunate they'll be able to keep the possession, as Honeyman will pick up the foul, her first, team second. Ladson to throw it in front of her own bench. Trying to find somewhere, and we're trying to get a timeout called, but they're able to get it in. Here's Price, high left. Has the dribble, using it a couple of times, picks it up, bouncing it top of the key. Ladson a three, and it is good. 2-3, 6 points for Alyssa Ladson, and it's an 8-4 Royal Valley lead at 3:35 left here in the first quarter. Her 22nd triple of the season. She hits it at a good clip at over 30%. Larkin, top of the key, Honeyman, right side pass to Ganstrom. Looking inside, nothing there. They set up Henry, top of the key. She'll fire a D3 short, and battling for the rebound. It's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Nemaha Central. And it goes back to the Panthers with 3:15 left in this first quarter as they hold an 8-4 lead here on the road. This will be Albright to throw it in. Over the top pass, a little lazy pass. Ganstrom comes away with a steal. Honeyman inside. Should have been called for a walk. No call. And she puts it up and in for two. 8-6. Royal Valley after the turnover, and now they throw it away again. Ganstrom, baseline drive left side, and she'll take it all the way and draw a foul and shoot two. Ladson picks up her second, team foul number 6, so the rest of the first half, Nemaha Central will be in the bonus. And now Taryn Ganstrom will have an opportunity to shoot two. This will be the 7th and 8th free throw attempts for the Thunder here in the first quarter. And for Ganstrom, she hits the first. She's a 53% free throw shooter. Her first point tonight, Larkin comes out. Reagan Garrity, a freshman, will check in. Ganstrom a chance to tie the game here in the first quarter. Second one up, and it rattles in there. So two now for Ganstrom. We're tied at 8, under 3 minutes to go here in the first. And then another turnover. That's 3 straight possessions for Royal Valley where they can't get it across the timeline. And the full court pressure by Nemaha Central currently causing some issues. That's now 5 turnovers here in the quarter by the Panthers. We're tied at 8, 2:45, clock moving. Ganstrom wants to take it all the way. Shot is good, but they're going to say the foul is on the floor, but regardless, she's still going to shoot free throws. It's going to be a one-and-one opportunity as Price picks up her first, and team foul number 7. So Ganstrom will shoot a one-and-one, just right back to the free throw line she goes, where she just knocked in 2. And this one is no good, but Honeyman able to grab the rebound inside, and then she had it knocked away, but they're going to call a jump ball. And the possession arrow We'll keep it with Nemaha Central. We got an 8-8 tie, 2:40 left here in the first. Thunder with the basketball. Honeyman left side. Now Henry, top of the key to Holthaus. The deep three, short and out of bounds. It's an air ball. So it's going to go back to Royal Valley, tied at 8, 2:35 left here in the first. This will be Albright to throw it in, gets it into Lanson, back to Albright, up the court to Price, but still not across the timeline yet. Now she gets across that midcourt stripe. Left side pass to Albright, wants to skip it near side to Bryan. Bryan, the leading scorer, hasn't really done much, no points yet here in the ball game. She gets it back top of the key, spins at the free throw line into a double team. Now Lanson will drive. Put up a difficult shot, hits the rim, no good. And that is Garrity who pulls down the rebound for Nemaha Central. Thunder chance to retake the lead. We're tied at 8, 2:05 left to go here in the first quarter. Garrity up top to Gamstrom, between the rings out high. Picks up the dribble, left side pass to Henry. Slowing the pace down here in the half court. Gamstrom to Holthaus, right side pass, it goes to Honeyman on the wing. Now Henry left side, it's Holthaus. They get Honeyman on the block, shot up no good, tipped in the air, the rebound for Royal Valley. Lanson comes away with that one. Panthers now an opportunity to retake the lead. Bites out of control, and we're going to get a whistle and a jump ball, and the possession arrow will keep it with Royal Valley as Morgan Davis will check back in. Also, Sammy Klotz, a 5'10 freshman. See her first action tonight for Royal Valley. The Panthers to throw it in. We're tied at 8. 1:33 left here in the quarter. And a long pass from Latson into the backcourt. And Bryan able to rip that one away from Honeyman to keep the possession alive. Bryan bouncing it, and it's intercepted. Another turnover. 6 turnovers now by Royal Valley. Gamstrom up the floor. Honeyman in transition. Left-handed layup, no good. And then fighting for the rebound inside, and we're going to get another whistle and another jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it here with Nemaha Central after the missed shot there by Honeyman. Henry to Garrity. Puts up a shot too strong. Battle for the rebound inside, and it's ripped away by Albright. So we're still tied at 8. 70 seconds left here in the first. Here's Bryan to Latson, top of the key. Wants a ball screen, works left. Gets it into the corner with Bryan. Steps out to the wing. Top of the key it goes. This is Klotz. Now Bryan top the key. Ball fakes. Thought about a three. Turns it down. Instead, a right side pass to Albright. She'll swing it all the way into the left corner. Now inside. Turnaround shot is up and good. And that is Morgan Davis. Her first basket. Royal Valley retakes the lead. 10-8 with 40 seconds left here in the quarter. Honeyman up top. This is Henry. Calling out the signals to her squad. Now Gamstrom. Nearly had it taken away, but a right side pass, it goes to Larkin. Inside Garrity, turns, trying to work on Davis. Underneath the bucket, she's doubled, and she travels with it. Second turnover by Nemaha Central, so Royal Valley with a 2-point lead as Holthaus checks right back in for the Thunder. 22 seconds left in the first. Royal Valley a chance for the final shot, leading 10-8. Albright chucks the pass to midcourt, caught there by Klotz, and then she had it knocked away from behind, and Royal Valley will keep down to 19 seconds. This will be Latson to throw it in front of her own bench. Gets it right back. She's at the top of the key. Right side pass to Bryan. It's deep three. This one is good. It got a lucky bounce off the back iron. And Kennedy Bryan knocks in her 36th triple of the year. 5 seconds to go. Holthaus inside. Good positioning. Missed the shot. And now a whistle and a foul. Oh, they're going to get a jump ball inside with a second to go. And Klotz with that rebound. And then nearly had it ripped away. So just a second to go. The possession arrow will give it back to Nemaha Central. But it's a 13-8 Royal Valley lead with just a second to go here in the quarter. And they won't get anything up here as that's going to end the first quarter. So despite 7 first quarter turnovers, Royal Valley has a 5-point lead at the end of one. Our score, Royal Valley 13, Nemaha Central 8. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Make plans to attend a crop meeting sponsored by Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. The date is February 24th at 6 p.m. to be held at the main event in Sabetha. Dan O'Brien, economist from KSU, will be on hand to discuss winning the game. At K-State, Dan focuses on grain market analysis and risk management strategies. Call Roy at Kansas Insurance to reserve your spot. 785-284-7611. The number again, 785-284-7611.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Royal Valley on the road, a five-point lead as we start the second quarter, 13-8 despite seven first-quarter turnovers. And Nemaha Central with the basketball, again working from right to left here in the first half. A half game back of Jeff West, the top of the Big 7 league standings. Honeyman gets one inside, throws up a shot, no good, gets her own rebound. She's triple-teamed, and then finally gets it back out to Danstrom in the corner. So a second-chance opportunity for the Thunder. Garrity inside, has a pass deflected, but they get a three-second call in the lane on Garrity. So a turnover on Nemaha Central, their third here in the first half. 7:37 until halftime, 13-8 Royal Valley. Still having to deal with this pressure in the full court. And we get a whistle and a foul. It's going to be on Ella Larkin. That's going to be her first, team third. So from the far sideline, it will be Blacksmith to throw it in for Royal Valley. Gets it into Ladson. Casual across the timeline. Angles right. Now goes back to the left side with a crossover dribble. Blacksmith to the free throw line. Deflected into the corner. And able to get it back out up top to Price. Price to Blacksmith, right corner. Swings the pass high left to Ladson. Wants to go baseline. Backs out into the corner. Good defense by Ganstrom. Spin. Baseline drive. Floater short. And a nice rebound there by Holthouse. Here comes Holthouse up the floor. She wants to go coast to coast. Easily done from the left side. Lays it in with the right hand. And Holthouse has four. 13-10 Royal Valley. Davis. Gets it up the floor. Right block. Shot up no good. Rebound Ella Larkin. So a quick one-and-done possession there for Royal Valley. Nemaha Central down three with the ball early second quarter. Skip past to Larkin. Holthouse good. Positioning inside. Turns. Fires. Shot no good. Garrity with the rebound. Her shot is up and no good. And then finally deflected out of bounds. And it'll stay with Nemaha Central. As Kennedy Bryan will check back in for Royal Valley, taking the spot of Ladson. So Ganstrom to throw it in, left side of the backboard. Thunder down three, 13-10, 6:34 left here, second quarter. And that pass was kicked out of bounds by Holthouse, and it goes back to Royal Valley. So now four turnovers in the half by the Thunder. Panthers to throw it in, it's Blacksmith. Chucks one way up the floor to nobody, and it's into the hands of Garrity, another steal. Honeyman inside, Holthouse two, easy on the right block, and now we get a whistle and a timeout. Holthouse with six, and it's a one-point game as Royal Valley, their lead is cut to one, 13-12 with 6:27 left in this first half. 30-second timeout once again, we'll keep it right here. Game brought to you by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu for more information. Taking a look at the rest of the schedule tonight in the Big 7. Holton at home. They are taking on Hiawatha. Sabetha traveling to Jefferson West. And Perry LeCompton, they are at Riverside. And Nemaha Central trying to keep pace atop the league with Jefferson West, who sits with a 9-2 record going into tonight. Nemaha Central 8-2. The Thunder have won four straight Big 7 league titles, but it is certainly going to be a tough stretch down the way. Can't afford a loss. Are certainly in trouble with just a couple of weeks left here in the regular season. So every game important down the stretch. Not just for Substate, but trying to win another league title. There's a missed three and a rebound for Holthouse. That one missed by Blacksmith. Holthouse up the floor to Larkin, who lays it in for two. First bucket for Ella Larkin, and Nemaha Central with a good start. 6-0 run here in the second quarter to retake the lead at 14-13. There is Kennedy Bryan. Thunder back off the pressure, at least on this possession. Top of the key it goes to Price. Bouncing one right side to Brown. Or correction, Kennedy Bryan, I beg your pardon. A 3-2 defense right now for Nemaha Central. Not much movement offensively here for Royal Valley. Here's Bryan, a drive, spins into a double team, kicks it up top. That's Albright. She wants to take it all the way in, but she's called for a travel. Now, 9 turnovers here in the half already for Royal Valley. And Mackenzie Henry is going to check in for Garrity. Quality minutes from Garrity. 14-13. Thunder lead it by one. Under 5.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Ganstrom right side pass. Gets it right back. Left side it goes. This is Honeyman. And then her pass a little lazy, and that one is intercepted. Taken away by Blacksmith. A 3-on-2 break, and had an opportunity, but Price is going to be called for a travel. Now 10 turnovers by Royal Valley. Labson comes in, as Price will get a breather. Here is Ganstrom up the floor. 5:10 to go, first half, 14-13. Thunder lead is one. Honeyman skips it. Henry. Top of the key to Ganstrom. Left side pass. Honeyman not afraid to fire a deep three. Nearly banked it in. Offensive rebound by Holthaus. And then she's called for a travel. 6 turnovers in the half by Nemaha Central. 14-13 our score. Thunder by a one. Under 5 minutes left here in the second. They bring up the pressure once again. This is Ladson. High right. Working around a couple of defenders, backed all the way up near the stripe, and then she threw it away. Here's a transition bucket opportunity, missed layup, and then Ganstrom gets the offensive rebound, and then she is fouled, and she is back to the line to shoot two. Bryan picks up her second foul, team foul number 8. Ganstrom back to the line to shoot two. 2 of 3 at the line here in the first half, 2 points and a rebound. And the first free throw is good. Sammy Klotz back into the game for Royal Valley, taking the spot of Nooner. Ganstrom again. This one too strong off the heel. And then Honeyman grabs the rebound and falls over, and then she's called for a travel. So the turnover is certainly piling up now for both teams, particularly here in the second quarter. It's a 15-13 Nemaha Central lead, not quite to the halfway point here in the quarter. They finally get it up the floor. Blacksmith nearly turned it over, but Ladson kicks it to Bryan left side. A deep left corner three off the heel, and a long rebound chased down by Honeyman. 5 rebounds already for Callie Honeyman. Nemaha Central doing a good job on the glass. Here's Henry, a right wing three. It's an air ball, and a rebound for Kennedy Bryan. Wants to push the pace. Long pass up the floor. This is Blacksmith. Swings it to Ladson. Pass inside, deflected by Larkin, out of bounds. And they're going to say it's last touched inside by Klotz. And it's going to go back to Nemaha Central. 12 turnovers here in the first half. And we get a whistle and a timeout. Nemaha Central takes it. It's a full. So we'll follow suit. 4:03 left. First half. Nemaha Central 15, Royal Valley 13. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The officers and staff at United Bank and Trust would like to invite you to join us for our annual open house on Wednesday, February 16th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at both our Seneca locations. Take a break from the cold weather and stop in for a warm bowl of soup. Our friendly staff is looking forward to serving you at our annual open house on Wednesday, February 16th from 10 till 2. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
All right, out of the timeout, Neumaha Central with 2-point lead, 15-13, 4 minutes to go until halftime, and there's a whistle and a foul. That's going to be on Kiara Blacksmith. That is going to be her third. Team foul number 9. That was 70 feet from the basket, and that's going to put Henry at the line to shoot a 1-1. And free throws now. This will be the 13th free throw attempt of the first half for Neumaha Central, as Henry misses off the back iron, and a rebound for Royal Valley underneath. That one collected by Klotz. Here's Price up the floor. Going to Brian, left wing, latching a nice cut, looking inside, beautifully done, and the ball trickles out, no good. Free throws coming up for Sammy Klotz. Gannstrom to foul her first, team fourth. And the first free throw, no good by Klotz. She's just a 29% free throw shooter. Royal Valley is a team, 54%. Morgan Davis checks back in for Royal Valley. Second free throw coming up for Klotz. Looking for her first point tonight. Gets that one to go. She's 1-for-2. And it's 15-14. The Neumaha Central lead is 1. 3:40 to go until halftime. Gannstrom, left side pass. Larkin looking for Holthaus on a cut. Difficult shot, and somehow it falls through. Addie Holthaus putting together a solid first half. She's got 8. It's 17-14, Neumaha Central. 3:25 left in the first half. Here's Brian. Gets it up the floor. It's Klotz, top of the key. Back to Brian. A right wing 3, short. And Klotz able to get the rebound underneath and then throw it back up to Brian. Brian drives, left that one short, and a rebound for Larkin. Now they want to push the tempo here in transition. Shot up no good. That's by Larkin and a foul. Two free throws coming up for Ella Larkin at 3:02 left here in the second. Ladson picks up the foul, and the fouls are continuing to pile up. Ladson now with her third. And Larkin free throw hits off the back heel, no good. So again, that's been a bugaboo for the Thunder this year, the free throw shooting, and they've been to the line quite a bit here in the first half, and certainly could have a much bigger lead, and there's another opportunity missed there. Larkin goes 0-for-2, and the rebound by Klotz, and here comes Royal Valley. A 3 would tie the game, 17-14 under 3 minutes to go. Here is a long 2 on the way by Klotz from the top of the key. No good. And battle for the rebound near the 3-point line. And Ella Larkin's going to come up a little gimpy on that play. Possession arrow keeps it with Royal Valley. Larkin appears to be okay. This will be Klotz to throw it in. Far sideline. Gets it into Brian, left wing. Down to 2:45. Here left in the first half. 17-14 our score. First matchup was low scoring, and that's kind of how we are seeing this one here. There's a baseline shot that's missed, but a second opportunity as Albright gets the rebound. Brian from way downtown. That one is no good. And a rebound tips into the hands of Madison Lorcher, who was in the game, a 5'9 senior for the Thunder. Gannstrom from the wing, driving in, lays it up and in off the window. Gannstrom with 5. 19-14. The lead is 5 for the Thunder. At now under 2:15 to go in the half. Brian swings the pass up the floor. Klotz left wing. Back to Brian in between the rings out high. Has the dribble, finally uses it a couple of times. Waist high with the right hand. Thunder now in the man-to-man defense. Gone away from the zone. Brian wants to go all the way. Had a good look. Missed the opportunity. And the rebound ripped away by Gannstrom. Thunder want to push it in transition. Henry left side. Now a long pass for the far sideline. Lorcher will step in, fire a 15-footer. That one is no good, and a rebound for Royal Valley. Now Kennedy Bryan wants to push the tempo. Hop steps in the lane. Pass deflected out of bounds or saved underneath to Davis. Good job to keep the possession alive. And a travel is going to be called on Price. They've had multiple opportunities on second chance efforts. The turnovers have, again, been an issue for Royal Valley. down 5 at 1:25 left here in the second quarter, 19-14, Thunder with it, and that 5-point lead. Henry left wing, swings it to Lorcher, he's a good 3-point shooter. Henry thought about it, gets it right back to Lorcher. Short corner pass, and that one intercepted by Davis. And now Henry comes away with a steal, and now she has an opportunity for an easy bucket, and she missed it. A wide-open layup, she missed it. But able to collect her own rebound, and then Larkin gets one inside, and it's fouled, and will shoot two. My goodness. Carly Albright picks up her first foul. And so Larkin will shoot two. And Nemaha Central, they have lived at the line here in the first half. Sandstrom now 0 for 3 at the line as she misses the first. As Callie Honeyman will check back into the game, replacing Gandstrom. We got 56 seconds until halftime. 19-14, Nemaha Central. Second one up and good, and Gandstrom gets one to fall, and now we get a whistle and a substitution in. It's going to be Garrity checking back in. Lorcher gets a breather. For the Panthers with 56 seconds to go, down 6, 20-14. Nemaha Central back to running their full-court press. Albright over the top pass, gets it across to Price, and then Price is bumped and fouled at the 3-point line. Team foul number 5, so still a foul to give for Nemaha Central. They get Larkin for her second. And that will bring Rethman back into the game as Larkin will come out with the 2 fouls. Down to 46 seconds left, 20-14, Nemaha Central by 6. Royal Valley with it. Here's Brian left wing, top of the key to Albright. Right side pass to Price. Price works the top of the key. Her pass deflected inside and intercepted by Honeyman. So now 30 seconds to go until halftime, and Haddon Hilchin, head coach for Nemaha Central, trying to bark out the calls and saying, let's play for the final shot in the half. Down to 22 seconds. Top of the key to Holthaus. Works right. Gets to the wing. Garrity in the corner. Top of the key to Rethman. Down to 12 seconds. Here's Honeyman at 2. That one no good. Tipped out of bounds and a whistle and a foul. It'll be against Nemaha Central. Their 16th foul, so Royal Valley will get 9 seconds to work with as they get Garrity with her first. So now Royal Valley an opportunity to close the half with some points here. Down 6 at 20-14. They bounce it into Bryan. 7 seconds. Down to 5. Long pass up the floor. And a lot of contact taken away by Rethman, and the ball's going to go out of bounds. But I think they're going to let the clock run out, and I think there should have been maybe a second to go, but officials say no go. That's going to do it. So we have wrapped up the first half of play in our girls' contest as it's Nemaha Central leading Royal Valley 20-14. Halftime break brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee. 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Nemaha Central, 20. Royal Valley, 14. Back in a moment here on KMZA.
Want to know what's awesome? Those kicking new tires on your truck? Yeah, and look at my receipt. That's all you paid for those tires? Get out of town.
I did.
Where'd you go?
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Want to save a bundle on tires? Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to save on tires. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
During the month of February, Americans see the human heart as a symbol of love. Did you know February is American Heart Month? It's a time to show yourself the love. Learn your risk for heart disease and stroke and stay heart healthy for yourself and for your loved ones. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Dominant second quarter by Nemaha Central, leading to a 20-14 halftime lead over Royal Valley in our girls' game here tonight. As, again, big-time matchups in the Big 7 as we are coming down the home stretch of the regular season. Royal Valley jumped out to a 5-point first-quarter lead. They led it 13-8, but they struggled offensively and with turnovers in that second 8 minutes as Nemaha Central outscored Royal Valley 12-1 in the second period, and it's a 20-14 Nemaha Central halftime lead. Let's get you some first-half numbers. Addie Holthaus leading the way for Nemaha Central. She has 8 points and 4 rebounds. She was perfect at the line, 2 for 2. 5 points as well for Taryn Ganstrom. 3 points and 5 rebounds for Ella Larkin. 2 points from Callie Honeyman. And then also 3 points, or I mentioned 3 points, Ella Larkin. Also a point by Mackenzie Henry, and also a point as well from Cassidy Rethman. The scoring for the Panthers, it's Alyssa Ladston, who had 6 points on a couple of triples, 3 points as well from Kennedy Bryan, and then 2 from Samantha Nooner, 2 for Morgan Davis, and then 1 by Sammy Klotz. Again, turnovers an issue for Royal Valley. They had 16 in the first half. Rebounding and free throw shooting, certainly a big difference in the first half. Nemaha Central, they out-rebounded Royal Valley 21-11. And it was a plus 14 differential in free throws attempted. Royal Valley shot just 2 free throws in the first half. Nemaha Central got 16 opportunities at the line. Nemaha Central just cashing 8 of those opportunities for a 50% clip. Royal Valley also 50% hitting the 1 of 2 at the line. And again, Royal Valley 16 first half turnovers. Nemaha Central had 8 turnovers. In the first half. Again, our score, Nemaha Central 20, Royal Valley 14. Halftime continues in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
State Farm, Kathy here.
Hey, it's Mike. Mike?
team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Our girls' halftime score, Nemaha Central 20, Royal Valley 14. Still got a few minutes until the start of the second half. But boy, hang on to your hats for the second game of our doubleheader when we get to the boys' ball game here tonight. Absolutely crucial. Two of the top five teams in Class 3A, including number one, Royal Valley. Although the Panthers are coming off their first loss of the year, they were 15-0 before Fulton took them down Tuesday night, 52-51. And then Nemaha Central Tuesday night went into their game against Sabetha, riding a 10-game winning streak. And Sabetha was able to get a win, 54-41. So both of these teams coming off a loss. Nemaha Central tied for fourth in Class 3A with Galena. But again, two of the best teams in Class 3A in the second game of our doubleheader. The Thunder are 14-2, 8-2 in conference play. Panthers 15-1, 10-1 in Big 7 league play. As you look at the boys' standings, Royal Valley in front, 10-1. Nemaha Central and Sabetha right there behind, nipping at the heels of Royal Valley. Both Sabetha and Nemaha Central, 8-2. In Big 7 league play. So certainly huge league implications, not just in our girls game, but also way more in the boys game here tonight. And this one's going to be a packed gymnasium. We're already packed, and this one's going to be a lot of fun. Second of our doubleheader. So hang with us. We still got some great basketball coming your way. We'll take a final 60-second timeout. When we come back, the girls' second half is coming your way next. Again, Nemaha Central leading Royal Valley 20-14. We're back in 60 seconds for the second half. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Pine and True Value and Just Ask Rental can supply you with the tools you need. Don't buy that tool or piece of equipment you'll just use once. Tools for small fix-it jobs are large construction jobs. But Pine and True Value and Just Ask Rental aren't just for work. They've got items for parties and special events, too. See them in downtown Seneca or go online to see their rental listings. PineandTrueValue.com. Behind every project is a true value.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tamman here from Nemaha Central High School, packed gymnasium, home of the Thunder. Girls game getting ready to start the second half. Thunder dominant in the second quarter, outscoring Royal Valley 12-1 after being down 5 at the end of the first. They hold a 20-14 lead. We switch sides, Thunder with the ball, 6-point lead. They go left to right, and we are underway. Left side pass to Ella Larkin for Mackenzie Henry. Gets it right back. Now angles right. Stops on the wing. Goes back to the top of the key. Long pass to Ganstrom in the corner. Holthouse. Left block. Turns on Davis. Kicks it back out to Ganstrom. Curls. Splits. Layup no good. Battle for the rebound inside. Rethman has it. She'll throw up a shot. That one is no good as well. And another opportunity. That one collected by Ganstrom. So now a third opportunity here on this possession after a couple of offensive rebounds. Here's Larkin, a baseline drive right side. Davis might have got her hand on it, but it gets right back into the hands of Larkin, and she puts it up and in for two. 22-14, largest lead of the game here for Nemaha Central. We've played now 50 seconds into the third quarter. Kennedy Bryan looking for Davis inside. Had it knocked away. Larkin comes away with a steal. They get it up the floor real quickly to Rethman. Now they'll settle back here in the half court and reset 5-on-5. Henry, top of the key, 2-3 zone going on right now by Royal Valley. Larkin's pass deflected, intercepted, a steal. Royal Valley trying to push the tempo. Here's Ladson, free throw line, kicks it left side to Blacksmith, fires a three, short. and kicked out of bounds underneath. It stays with Royal Valley. So the Panthers down 22-14. We got 6:42 left here in the third quarter. And Nemaha Central won the first matchup back in December by 10. That final was 35-25. Brian working on Holthouse, ball fakes, slaps in top of the key, right side pass it goes to Price. Price wants to drive, and a whistle and a blocking foul is going to be called. And they get Larkin with this one. That's her third. So Larkin is going to have to come out now with three fouls. Callie Honeyman will check in for her. Honeyman had a good first half, couple of points, and five rebounds. And rebounding and free throw shooting, certainly the keys in the first half for Nemaha Central. Here's Brian, floater, no good there from the right side, and a rebound for Addie Holthouse. Holthouse bouncing one to Henry in the left corner. She'll swing it all the way to Ganstrom. Right corner three, bucket. Darren Ganstrom with eight. 25-14, Nemaha Central starting to create a little separation here early portions of the third quarter. Here's Brian, near sideline, spins away, top of the key. Picks up the dribble prematurely, now gets it off to Ladson, left side. Wants Davis over the top, pass deflected, out of bounds, but last touch by Royal Valley, and another turnover. And now we're going to get a timeout by head coach David Boucher for the Panthers. It is a 30-second timeout, so we'll go ahead and keep it right here. Got 5:55 left here in the third, 25-14, Nemaha Central. They started the second quarter on a 6-0 spurt, and they've started the third quarter here on a 5-0 run. In our game presented by Peru State College, transformative education designed for you, of course, Nebraska's first college, and then you can find out more by going online at peru.edu. Kirk Kilman in studio, behind the ones and twos. I'm Braden Tadman here from a packed Nemaha Central High School, home of the Thunder. Jeff West had a 5-point halftime lead in their ball game against Sabetha. Last check there. Sabetha right now. Thunder would be big fans of Sabetha tonight, wanting the Jays to pull off a win to help them in the Big 7 league title race, trying to win their fifth straight Big 7 league title. But Jeff West is currently atop by a half game at 9-2, Nemaha Central at 8-2. Down to 5.5 minutes left here in the third. Nemaha Central with it out of the timeout. Here's Holthouse right side on the wing. Short corner to Garrity. Pass deflected and intercepted by Price. Price wants to work it up the floor. Ladson shot up no good, but a foul. So Ladson will shoot two. And they will get Honeyman with the foul, her second. Alyssa Ladson, the 5'9 junior, 72% free throw shooter on the year. And she buries the first. Now seven in this ball game. She leads Royal Valley. She is now 14 of 19 at the line after that make. Cut to 10, 25-15. Second, toilet bowl, in and out, no good. Rebound, Garrity. 25-15, Nemaha Central. 5:10 to go here in the third. 2-3 zone still here by the Panthers. They've been in zone most of the night. As it's now Henry, top of the key, looking left, picks up the dribble. Now Holthouse high right. Back to Henry. Calling out the plays. Now works waist high, dribbles with the right hand to the right. Now goes back left. Honeyman with it high left. Back to Henry. Here's Garrity. Garrity top of the key to Henry. Looking inside, not much there. Now Honeyman, a right side ball fake. Gets it to Garrity. Shot up, in and out, no good. And then Holthouse nabs the rebound and then is tied up, but the possession arrow is going to go back to Royal Valley. Ganstrom back into the game. Rethman will take a breather. Down to 4:37 left here in the third, 25-15. Nemaha Central leading by 10. Largest lead has been 11. Here's Kennedy Bryant just in front of the midcourt stripe. Angling right, now wants to come back left. Now going back right. Gets to the wing, stops there. Back up top to Price. Price works left on the wing. Spins away from a defender. Still looking for someone to get it off to and gets it off to Nooner, who just checked back in. Price inside on the block, trying to use her dribble inside and then kicks it to Ladson in the corner. Has to try to throw it back to Price inside, and then it's going to be a whistle and a foul as Garrity comes away with a steal inside. And it's the first foul against Royal Valley in the second half. This one against Alyssa Ladson, who now has four, and that's going to bring in Blacksmith. Kiara Blacksmith back into the game, and we'll see how long Ladson has to sit. The leading scorer tonight for the Panthers with seven, but she now has four fouls, and we got 4 minutes to go here in the third. Panthers settle back in their 2-3 zone. Henry walks it across the timeline, stops top of the key. Short corner pass gets inside to Larkin. Shot up no good. Battle for the rebound inside. Collected there by Royal Valley. Albright with that one, her third rebound of the ball game. Here's Brian, wants to step back, thought about a tray, turns it down. Here's Price right side, works it inside, kicks it into the corner. Now up top, it's Albright. Pulls up from the elbow, good. Carly Albright, her first basket, needed there, much needed for Royal Valley. They're within eight, 25-17, down to 3:25 left here in the quarter. Gannstrom, short corner, Larkin, Holthouse inside, too easy. Finds Holthouse on the block. She's in the double figures with 10. And the lead is back to 10 at 27-17. Still a little bit over 3 minutes to go in the quarter. Here's Brian right across the midcourt stripe. Working on Holthouse, arguably maybe the two best players on the floor. Brian and Holthouse working against each other. Brian gets it back, a deep three. That one too strong, but an offensive rebound for Price. Price looking inside for Nooner, and out of bounds it goes, and it'll be another Royal Valley turnover. Make that 20 in the ballgame. 27-17, Nemaha Central, under 2:50 left here in the third. Panthers settle back in the zone defense as Henry walks it across the timeline from left to right. Right side pass to Gannstrom, into the corner it goes to Larkin. Up top to Henry, looking left, back to the right side. They set up Gannstrom for three, left it short. And a rebound underneath by Larkin, and she is fouled. Nearly got an and one, but she'll shoot two. It's Nooner who picks up the foul, her first. Team foul number two. And Ella Larkin, 5 points, six rebounds tonight. She's one of four at the line. Make it one for five as she's short on the first pier. Honeyman back into the game. Also, Sammy Klotz back in for Royal Valley as well. Gannstrom goes out, and Price out as well. Down to 2:32 left here in the third. 27-17, Nemaha Central. Second free throw by Larkin is up and good. She's got six. Lead back to 11 at 28-17. There's a steal by Holthouse, or at least nearly had a steal, but able to collect is Brian in the backcourt. They still got to get it up the floor to avoid a 10 count. Brian left her feet, launching a pass up to Albright to beat that 10 count. Settle back here in the front court. Albright left side, bouncing it, pass tip, Garrity a steal. Nemaha Central gets it back. Long pass up the floor. Larkin, beautiful positioning inside. Holthouse too easy at the rim. She's got 12. Largest lead extended, 30-17 with 2 minutes to go here in the quarter. Here's Klotz up the floor. Gets it to Nooner. Turnaround shot blocked by Garrity and a rebound for Holthouse. Holthouse near sideline will slow down the pace a little bit. With 1:45 left here in the quarter. Gets it off to Henry left side. Works it back top of the key. Now going to angle right. Stop. Turns. Blacksmith on the defensive end there. Here's Larkin right side. Gets inside. Difficult shot. No good between two bodies. Garrity an offensive rebound. And now Haddon Hilchin has seen enough of that possession. He's going to call a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. 1:26 left third quarter. Nemaha Central with a 13-point lead at 30-17. Kurt Kilman in studio, Brandon Tadman with you. Thank you so much for tuning in to our broadcast here tonight, as after all of our broadcasts in the area, we'll have another edition of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Getting you caught up on all the action here in Northeast Kansas from the Twin Valley League, 6-7. Northeast Kansas League as well. Races tightening up, and everyone not only for a league perspective, but also for sub-state standings. It's certainly, they would call it crunch time here at this point in the season. You certainly want to be playing your best ball at this point. As the Omaha Central team might be doing that now. They've won four straight. Sitting at 12-4. Top of the key to Ella Larkin as we're back to it out of the timeout. Here's Mackenzie Henry. Honeyman left side on the wing. Wing-to-wing pass to Holthouse near side. Now Larkin in the corner. Back to Holthouse. Swings it left side. This is Honeyman. And now Klotz is going to come away with a steal. Intercepts the pass. Klotz, layup is good in transition. Sammy Klotz, the freshman, her first field goal. She's got three. And it's an 11-point lead now for Nemaha Central at 30-19. And we got under 55 seconds left here in the third. Garrity inside. Holthouse, shot is up and good. Holthouse is starting to take over. She's got 14. Lead at 13, 32-19 with 40 seconds left here in the third. Bryan, long pass up the floor. Good pass to Davis inside. Shot up no good, but a foul. And Davis will shoot two. They get Larkin with this foul, and that's going to be her fourth. So that will bring in Lorcher. Down to 37 seconds left here in the quarter. 13-point Nemaha Central lead at 32-19. Morgan Davis is off on the first free throw. She's just a 29% foul shooter. Now 7 of 25 on the year after that first miss. Their team down 13 at 32-19. Seconds is off no good as well. Rebound is got a couple of bodies in there. And we get a whistle and a jump ball. Possession arrow will give it back, though, to Nemaha Central. So final 35 seconds left here in the quarter. Thunder can play for the final shot, leading by 13 at 32-19. Henry gets to Honeyman. Had it picked off from behind and a steal for Royal Valley. Here's Bryan, top of the key. 20 seconds to go in the quarter, and she has her pocket picked. As it's Honeyman who takes it away, and then she's bumped by Bryan and a foul called. Down to 15 and a half seconds to go here in the quarter. They get Bryan with her third. Gantstrom's going to come in for Honeyman with 15 and a half seconds left here in the quarter. Omaha Central leading 32-19. Gantstrom to throw it in underneath their own bucket, left side of the backboard. Looking right, they set up Henry in the corner. Wide open for three. She missed it short. And out of bounds it goes. Gantstrom tried to save it, but to no avail. And it will be Royal Valley basketball. Ladson's going to check in real quick for Morgan Davis. Down to 11 seconds to go in the quarter. Royal Valley will have to work the full length of the floor. Holthouse will defend the inbounds pass. Bounces it into Bryan. Back to Albright. 8 seconds to go. Far sideline, and then she is bumped and fouled with 6 seconds to go. They get Holthouse with her first, team fourth. So now 6 seconds to go for Royal Valley. We'll have it there half of the floor. From the far sideline to throw it in, it will be Ladson. Can they get a good look here? Ladson gets it back. 4 seconds to go. Crossing over. Wanting to step back with a second to go. Gantstrom with the block shot, and that's going to do it for the end of quarter number three. Nemaha Central in control. They lead Royal Valley 32-19. Final quarter coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit, these may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at SBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local SBS Insurance office to see how we can help.
If one of your projects is getting everything winterized around your farm or home, you can depend on Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. They have all the winter supplies you need, like ice melt, tube sand, heaters, antifreeze, heat tape for your water pipes, insulation of all kinds, and be comfortable this winter with window kits to stop those drafts. When it comes to making everything work better this winter, your winterizing projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Down to the fourth quarter, Nemaha Central in control, leading Royal Valley 32-19. They outscored the Panthers 12-5 in that third period. Panthers, though, with the ball to start the fourth. Here is Blacksmith, left side pass to Price. On the wing, wants to go baseline on Holthouse, and they'll get Holthouse with a foul. That'll be her second, team fifth. So Panthers to deliver underneath their own bucket. 7:47 left in the ballgame. 13-point Nemaha Central lead. Davis gets it in the corner. Gets it up top to Albright. Ladson open. Left corner three. Too strong off the heel. Rebound brought down by Madison Lorcher, who's checked back into the game for the Thunder. Gannstrom inside to Garrity. Turns, fires, missing a shot close, and a rebound for Royal Valley. That one brought down by Ladson. Pushing the tempo a little bit up the floor. Stops top of the key. Right side pass that goes to Blacksmith. Now back up top to Ladson. She'll stop, set her feet, fire a triple, and it's good. Alyssa Ladson. Her third triple. She's got 10, and the lead is cut to 10. 32-22, 50 seconds into the fourth. Lorcher, right corner, wants to go baseline, cut off there. Holthouse gets it back. Now Henry, top of the key. Now Lorcher back to Henry. Wants to look left side for Gannstrom. Not much there. Now angles back, trying to get a screen from Garrity. Not much with it. They go inside. Holthouse turns, fires, no good, and a foul. Team foul number four against Royal Valley. They get Morgan Davis with her second. And Cassidy Rethman will, her correction, beg your pardon. It's Addie Holthouse, who's putting together a solid night. 14.7 rebounds. She's 2 for 2 at the line, but missing on the first. Honeyman and Rethman will check back in for Lorcher and Garrity. Holthouse will try to go 1 for 2. Second on the way. In and out, no good. So she goes 0 for 2. Rebound Royal Valley. Albright gets that one. There's a deflected pass out of bounds. Thunder a near steal, but Panthers keep. Bryan and Klotz will check back in for Davis and Price. We got 6:41 left here in the ballgame. Nemaha Central leading by 10 at 32-22. Ladson gets it in. Albright top of the key. Ladson gets it back, wanting a pass inside. Gets it into Klotz, and then her pass deflected out of bounds. It stays with the Panthers. This will be Blacksmith to throw it in, right side of her own backboard. To the top of the key, it goes to Bryan. Bryan waist high, dribbles, top of the key, now wants it left corner. Nice ball fake, baseline drive, looking inside, pass deflected, and we get a whistle and a quick jump ball call. And the possession arrow is going to give it back to Nemaha Central. So another turnover. Now 23 in the ballgame for Royal Valley. Certainly not helped their cause, as they want to show a little pressure here in the full court on the Thunder. Gannstrom had it knocked out of bounds. The defense there by Blacksmith, but the Thunder will keep. Now they're half of the floor as Henry far sideline set to throw it in. Holding it high, they get Holthouse cutting back side wide. Open with miss, a layup inside, and a rebound for Royal Valley, and a foul can be called on Rethman. And that will be her first, team six. As now the rest of the ball game, Royal Valley will be in the bonus. Haddon Hilchin pleading his case, saying that wasn't a foul, but not going to matter anyways. But here comes Royal Valley up the floor, again down 10 with 6 minutes to go in the ball game. 32-22 is our score. Here's Kennedy Bryan, deep left wing three, short. And the battle for the rebound inside, knocked out of bounds, and it's going to be last touch by the Panthers. So Royal Valley getting a good look there from the left wing by Bryan, who's had a quiet night, the leading scorer. She was quiet in the first meeting as well, and Nemaha Central doing a really good job defensively on Kennedy Bryan all night. Thunder get it back, trying to work through this pressure up the floor, and gets it across finally with Holthouse, left side. Top of the key to Gannstrom, 5:40 and counting in the ballgame, 32-22 Nemaha Central. Here's Henry in the right corner. Ganstrom, top of the key, gets away from her and able to save it before going over the back of the midcourt stripe. Now she wants to drive hard left, backs it into the corner, lazy pass, intercepted, and a whistle and a foul. As Holthaus stopped the fast break, but free throws are going to be coming up. It's going to be a 1-1 here for Royal Valley. I believe it's going to be Klotz to shoot these. With 5:23 left in the game, her team down 10 at 32-22, and it is Klotz to shoot. She's 1-2 at the line tonight. She has 3 points. Again, 29% on the year at the charity stripe entering tonight's game. Her free throw is too strong. Battle for the rebound. Tipped in the air and a whistle and a foul. And this one is going against Royal Valley. This will be their fifth team foul. As Klotz will pick up this one, her first. So the Thunder get it back. 5:22 left, leading 32-22. A lot of twos there. Here's Ganstrom, receives the inbounds pass, guarded heavily here by Blacksmith, and they get Blacksmith here with a hand check and a foul. That's the final foul to give. So both teams in the bonus the rest of the way. That's the fourth foul on Kiara Blacksmith. This will bring in Price back into the game. As again, now four fouls for Blacksmith. So here is Ganstrom, receives the inbounds pass from Holthaus. Far sideline, works it up the floor. Back to Holthaus, back to Ganstrom as they settle here in the half court. Coming up on 3 minutes into this fourth quarter, Ganstrom gets by on a Holthaus screen, lays it in, and the foul. Taryn Ganstrom into double digits now with 10, and will have a chance for an old-fashioned three-point play. Albright picks up the foul, her second, team seven. As Morgan Davis will check in for Klotz. Ganstrom again will try to cap off a three-point play. And that one is good. Ganstrom is out. Lorcher comes in. Ganstrom with 11 now, and the lead back to 13 at 35-22. Now Royal Valley dealing with some pressure once again. They get it up the floor. Here is Price, Ladson top of the key, gets Bryant on a cut, on the block, turns, fires, and hits. And a timeout for Royal Valley. Big bucket there by Kennedy Bryant. She's got five, and it's 35-24. With 4:51 left in the game, the full will follow suit. We'll take a break. We're coming back right after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
The overall mission of the rehab team is always what is best for the patient and how we can facilitate maximum potential from every resident that we work with.
All I have to do to think about what I was before and what I am now, and I don't ever want to go back to that original situation. Well, the most important thing to me is that I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do, you know.
Life Care Center of Seneca, helping our friends and neighbors get better faster. Call 785-336-3528.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Out of the timeout, 4:51 left in the ball game. Nemaha Central with it, leading 35-24 over Royal Valley. Here is Holthaus near sideline, working up the floor against some pressure. Nice backdoor cut, Larkin inside, layup good. That's how you break the press. Ella Larkin now with 8. 37-24, lead back to 13. It's tied for the largest lead of the game. Here's Bryan, top of the key. Left side pass, it goes to Price in the corner. Ball fakes. Now back up top to Bryan. Wants to angle and drive. Floater with the right hand is no good. Rebound, Addie Holthaus. Holthaus closing in potentially on a double-double tonight. Down under 4:15 to go. 13-point lead for Nemaha Central. Beautiful pass inside. Ella Larkin, an easy bucket underneath. She scored the last two. She's got 10. 39-24, lead 15 now for Nemaha Central, their largest lead of the game. Holtz out to deflect the pass out of bounds, far side. Morgan Davis going to check back in here for Royal Valley, replacing Alyssa Ladson. So we got 3:58 left in the game. It's the largest lead for the Thunder at 39-24. Such a good defensive team, and they've shown it all season, and especially tonight here against Royal Valley. But still some time. Panthers need to get some buckets. Here's Price, left side on the wing, working on Lorcher. Good defense by Lorcher. Price trying to get inside, not there. Kicks it back up top to Albright. Davis, good position inside. Layup no good. And tipped into the backcourt, but Latson able to collect. Davis again, another opportunity. Kicks it back up top to Bryan. Ball fake. Gets to the free throw line and a whistle and a foul. And Bryan's going to shoot two. The foul's going to be on Honeyman, and that'll be her third. And Bryan coming up to shoot her first free throws of the night. She is a 57% free throw shooter. Clock stopped at 3:26. And the free throw is no good. 39-24, Nemaha Central. The second is good for Kennedy Bryan. So she goes 1 for 2. She's got 6. Here comes Taryn Ganstrom back into the ball game, replacing Madison Lorcher. 39-25, Thunder. With the ball, 3:26 left in the game. Holds out, getting the ball inside, or inbounds, I should say. They get it up the floor here to Larkin. Larkin stops, turns, kicks it out to Holds out. The reset, right wing here with Henry. So certainly time in favor of Nemaha Central. Larkin at the free throw line, hands it off to Henry, cutting, cut off by Davis. Now backs out into the corner. Over the top to Larkin inside, a whistle and a foul, a block shot, but a little bit of contact there by Price. That'll be her second team foul, number 8. And free throws coming up here for Ella Larkin. Larkin, 10 points and 6 rebounds tonight. Just 2 for 6, though, at the line. Make it 2 for 7 as that one rattles halfway down and out. Clock is stopped at 3:02. Larkin, second. That one is good. So she's got 11. Now 3 in double figures for the Thunder. They lead it by 15 at 40-25. Under now 3 minutes to go. Ladson far sidelines. Gets by a double team. Gets it off to Albright up top. Now Bryan, right side. Wants to spin, gets to the elbow, difficult shot through contact, but an offensive rebound by Davis is put back up and in. Davis with 4, a couple of rebounds now, gets it to within 13 at 40-27. Down to 2:42 left in the game. It's a full, we'll follow suit. We'll step aside. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Crop insurance solutions with added value. That's what you get with Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Products through Farmers Mutual Hail allow him to offer advanced acreage and production technology to save you time and the ability to protect up to 95% of your APH with RAMP. Stop in at 621 Main or call Roy at 785-284-7611 to experience a different type of crop protection.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
2:42 left in our ballgame. Nemaha Central leading Royal Valley 40-27. Largest lead of the game has been 15 for the Thunder. Holthouse working it up the floor, far sideline, stops, gets it to Henry. Right side pass to Ganstrom. They're across the timeline here in the half court. Royal Valley going man-to-man. Shot up no good. Foul's going to be on the floor, but it's Going to be team foul number 9, so a 1-1 opportunity coming up for Ganstrom. They get the foul on Ladson, and she is fouled out of the game. So Alyssa Ladson, the leading scorer for the Panthers tonight with 10, and a few rebounds, will foul out of the game with 2:30 left to go. Morgan Davis is going to check in as Ganstrom will shoot a 1-1. Ganstrom is 4-for-6 at the line, 11 points, 3 rebounds tonight. Signed this week to play softball at Southwestern Community College. Her free throw is no good, and a rebound for Davis. You need points, you need them quick if you're Royal Valley. Here's Bryan, top of the key, thought about a 3, turns it down, right side pass to Blacksmith. Back to Bryan, top of the key, deflected on the pass inside, taken away by Holthaus. Holthaus up the floor, Honeyman, shot up no good, and a whistle and a foul. Got it to her in transition, she was behind the defense, stops the clock at 2:08. As they get the foul on Albright, her third, and Honeyman will go ahead and shoot 2 free throws. Callie Honeyman, 2.5 points per game, 2 points tonight, and the first free throw is good. Make it 3 and make the lead 14 now for the Thunder, 41-27. Seconds is good as well, so a 2-for-2 stint. 4 points for Honeyman, makes it 42-27. As this one is stolen on the inbounds pass, Henry gets it back. Now Larkin wants to reset up top and turns and fires from the free throw line. A difficult shot that's no good, but a whistle and a foul. 2 more free throws coming up for Ella Larkin. Davis picks up her third. And Taryn Gans, or correction, it is Ella Larkin to shoot 2. And the first one no good. 11 points tonight for Ella Larkin, the 5'8 junior. She had 6 rebounds as well. This is her 10th free throw attempt of the night. She's cashed in on 3. Make it 4-for-10. She's got 12. And it's now the largest lead of the game for Nemaha Central at 16. 43-27. We're under 2 minutes to go. Bryan flings one into the corner, but out of bounds. Too much on it and a Royal Valley turnover. With 1:50 to go. So now things looking a little bleak for the Panthers here on the road is after leading by 5 at the end of the first quarter, Nemaha Central has just simply kind of dominated on the defensive end, and points have been hard to come by for the Panthers since the first quarter. Here's Henry, nice little give and go. Missed the layup inside, but a rebound for Royal Valley. Down to 90 seconds left in the ballgame. 43-27, Nemaha Central. Here's Bryan in between the rings out high, guarded there by Honeyman. Trying to back her down, now steps back, kicks it. Now it goes into the left corner. Nice little step-in shot by Albright. That's good. And a whistle and a timeout for the Panthers. Makes it 43-29 with a minute 14 to go. Albright now at 4. I think it's a 30-second timeout, so we'll go ahead and keep it right here. Big TBL girls score has gone final. Centralia has knocked off Valley Heights, and both those teams were undefeated in league play. Valley Heights number 2 in 2A, Centralia number 2 in 1A D1, and the Panthers at home stay undefeated. They move to 16-0 as Valley Heights just dropping their second game of the year. They're now 14-2. Of course, you'll have all the action from all the games tonight recapped on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. A lot of great games in the area. Again, just 2 weeks left in the regular season after tonight's action. So just over 2 weeks away from sub-states and about 3 weeks away from state tournaments. So out of the timeout, minute 14 left. Nemaha Central with the lead and the ball, 43-29. Royal Valley will show some pressure here in the full court. Holthaus to trigger the inbounds pass. A long pass up the floor. And then Lutz, who had just checked in, gets it up to Larkin. That is Haley Wirtz has checked into the game, a senior. And she has it here on the right wing, holds it high, had it knocked away, gets it back, now under a minute to go. Nemaha Central trying to win their 5th straight game, looking very much likely that's going to be the case. Holthaus from the right wing, shot up no good, gets her own miss. And they'll reset up top. Here's Henry. We'll back it out into the corner with just 45 seconds to go. And now a pass is deflected out of bounds. Thunder will keep. 42 seconds left in the game. 43-29, Nemaha Central. Henry is set to throw this one in. Near sideline, gets it into Wirtz. Appearing in her eighth game of the season. Gets it off to Henry, high left. Down to 35 seconds to go. Here is Honeyman inside pass to Mackenzie Henry, who's fouled on the block and will shoot two. With 30 seconds to go. Klotz picks up her second. And Mackenzie Henry, who scored early in the game, just one of two at the free throw line, will shoot two here, and she knocks in that one. So 2 points for Mackenzie Henry tonight. 44-29 with 30 seconds left in the game. We'll have our post-game show. We'll announce our player of the game as well. Henry goes two for two. She's got three. 45-29, the lead at 16 for Nemaha Central. There's 25 seconds left in the game. Still showing a little bit of pressure, making it difficult for the Panthers to get it up the floor. And here's a near side pass. It's taken away by Henry. Another turnover and a whistle and a foul. And down to 16 seconds to go. Free throws coming up again for Mackenzie Henry. And the foul is on Blacksmith, and that is her fifth. So that is the second player for Royal Valley to foul out tonight. Latson fouled out earlier in the quarter, and now Blacksmith will foul out with no points. As Mackenzie Henry, 3 for 5 at the line tonight, 3 points. She'll shoot two. Game is all said and done here in about 15 and a half seconds. As the first free throw is short by Henry. 43.5% free throw shooter on the year. Nemaha Central is going to win their fifth straight game to get to 13-4, 9-2 in league play. That's where Jeff West was to start the night. That second one is no good as well. Albright collects the rebound. So 10 seconds to go in the game. Albright, right corner, kicks it back out to Bryan, right side on the wing, down to 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Here's a long three by Klotz. That's no good. Rebound Henry, and that runs out the clock, and that's going to end the ball game. Nemaha Central winning it at home, 45-29 over Royal Valley. They get to 13-4 on the year, 9-2 in Big 7 play. Royal Valley with the loss, now their third straight defeat. They are 7-10 and 3-9 in league play. Postgame next brought to you by The Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. 45-29, Nemaha Central victory tonight. And we're back to recap it in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom, fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program, flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College, check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
The officers and staff at United Bank and Trust would like to invite you to join us for our annual open house on Wednesday, February 16th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at both our Seneca locations. Take a break from the cold weather and stop in for a warm bowl of soup. Our friendly staff is looking forward to serving you at our annual open house on Wednesday, February 16th from 10 till 2. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
Let Farmer State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmer State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmer State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmer State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Girls' score is final. Nemaha Central wins it over Royal Valley 45-29. They are now 13-4 on the season, improved to 9-2 in league play. Their fifth straight victory. Panthers with the loss. They drop to 7-10 and now 3-9 in Big 7 league play. Kirk Hillman in studio. Brandon Sadman with you from Nemaha Central High School. As we do got another final in the Big 7, it was Sabetha over Jefferson West, 34-24. So with that Sabetha victory over Jeff West, the win for Nemaha Central tonight vaults them into first place in the Big 7. Now 9-2 as Jeff West drops to 7-3 in league play. So the Thunder now will control their destiny the rest of the way. If they went out, they will now be the, or it would be their fifth straight Big 7 league title. So that was a big help tonight for Nemaha Central getting the win, and then Sabetha getting the win over Jefferson West. Let's get you the final numbers before we transition to the boys contest here tonight. And it was a game where Royal Valley started out very strong, and they had a 5-point lead at the end of one, but a 12-1 advantage in the second gave Nemaha Central a 20-14 halftime lead. They extended that out to 13 at the end of three, and able to win it by 16 with a 13-10 advantage in the fourth quarter. 14 points and 10 rebounds for Addie Holthouse, a double-double for the 5'10 junior to lead the way. Ella Larkin also a nice night, 12 points and 6 rebounds. Taryn Gantstrom in double figures as well with 11. 4 points and 5 rebounds from Callie Honeyman, 3 points from Mackenzie Henry, and 1 point from Cassidy Rethman. Alyssa Lapson led the Panthers tonight, only player in double figures for Royal Valley. She had 10 points. They got 6 from Kennedy Bryan, 4 apiece by Morgan Davis and Carly Albright, and then 3 points from Sammy Klotz. Again, turnovers a big issue. Royal Valley had 26 turnovers. Nemaha Central had 13. And also, the Thunder had a big rebound advantage, 35-21. Nemaha Central in the rebound. And also, free throws, a big difference as well. Plus 13 for the Thunder at the line. They hit 16 of 32 free throws. Royal Valley was just 3 of 9 at the line. Again, the final score, 45-29. Nemaha Central getting it done. As it's now time to announce our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com for more information. Well, plenty of options here, pretty balanced for the Thunder tonight, but Addie Holthouse with the double-double will be our player of the game. 14 points, 10 rebounds. She had 6 of her 10 rebounds in the second half, and she had 8 of her 14 points in the first half, and she was 2-for-4 at the line. So Addie Holthouse, the 5'10 junior, our player of the game, brought to you again by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com, again, for more information. So congrats to Addie Holthouse, our player of the game, and Nemaha Central winning their fifth straight game, and now in first place of the Big 7 League and in control of their own destiny. If they went out, they will win their fifth straight league title. So again, as we now transition to the boys' game tonight, 45-29, the Thunder girls victorious in game number one. Well, now this is kind of the one we've been waiting for, the second matchup between Royal Valley and Nemaha Central. This is two of the top five teams in Class 3A. Royal Valley number one at 15-1 overall, 10-1 in league play. Nemaha Central, the number four ranked team in 3A at 14-2, 8-2 in league play. Both of these teams are coming off a defeat. Royal Valley lost their first game of the year Tuesday night against Holton, 52-51. Thunder lost at Sabetha, 54-41, which snapped a Thunder 10-game winning streak. But again, two of the best, and I'm sure this one's going to have a lot of action and a lot of points. Two of the best in the state, and we got it for you in just a little bit. We'll send it back to the studio. Kirk Kimmel will take care of you for about roughly 8 to 9 minutes, and then we'll come back and get you set for Royal Valley and Nemaha Central, number one against number four in Class 3A. And the action starts after just a short while. So hang in about 8 minutes or so. We'll be back for the start of this boys' contest. Again, the girls' final one more time. Nemaha Central 45, Royal Valley 29. Back to the studios, back in a short minute. Correction, short few minutes. Give us a few. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Yes.